Well, good morning, good afternoon, welcome back. This was a webinar planned at least a month ago where we were going to be talking about lazy loading. Yes, there are probably 15 to 20 to 30 different lazy loading plugins, different themes add lazy loading. Now, you might be wondering to yourself, what in the world is lazy loading? Lazy loading is actually a way to prevent images from loading until we scroll to it. So basically, it's putting off the load time of images that are lower or off the screen so that we can render the browser page faster. So it's a faster time to live type thing. And so when you turn on a lazy loading system, the space, think about it as the box or the div that surrounds the image, is there. It's waiting for you to kind of scroll or the user to scroll into view on the browser, at which point it will add in the image. So this allows us to save the space for the image so our design of the website doesn't pop and move and adjust as images slowly load in. This also is good for SEO with lazy loading because it makes it as fast as possible to serve the page and the bots and SEO rankings. All they're looking for is how soon does the page say it's done? And if we can say it's done technically before it's all done, before all the images below are loaded, we are going to have a faster system. So that's basically what lazy loading is. And as I said, there are many themes that do it. There are many plugins that do it. Because there were themes and plugins that do this, I wanted to come up with a simple way for all of you to implement lazy loading on your WordPress sites without the need for any plugin or code. It would simply be an adjustment to, and actually it would be just a function that would be written into your code, into your functions.php, that would convert all your images to the proper thing. So take a look at this. This is what a typical image tag looks like on a HTML website or on a WordPress website. It's where we have the image tag, the source, and then an image.jpg. Now, if you didn't know this, now if you ignore source set, that's just another way WordPress puts images onto a website. Into the document object model, the actual HTML page. So anytime a browser sees a source code or a source set, either or, it is going to always load no matter what. So these, at this present moment, have zero lazy load. No matter what you do to it, a browser is simply going to say, that I am going to load immediately. So what we want to do, and the end goal to lazy loading, is to rewrap or reset image tags to something like this. Data src equals image.jpg. Or if you use a source set, you can do data source set. Equals blah, 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 whatever you're doing. Now you're not going to have both of these, but that's why I'm just saying or. So what this is now doing is allowing us to use JavaScript. That's what this is doing. This is a listener. Well, basically, when the document object model is loaded by JavaScript, because remember JavaScript or jQuery, we're always looking at the document, and then we're going to do something to it. That we can create a listener for anything that has data source. Now, why is this different? Because sometimes we might have background images. We might have images that are loaded from CSS, where it's not going to be a data source. It's going to actually have a source URL, and we don't want to lazy load that stuff. So anything we want lazy loading, we can simply have a data source. So what I was going to do for everybody is show you how, with just a tiny little bit of code, we can do a little bit of magic. Now, you guys might be able to use this code in other reasons, in other areas, but I'm going to quick demonstrate it, and then we're going to break, and I'm going to show you why we're not going to spend any more time on this. So the concept, I wanted to say, hey, we can take a look at all of your image tags on a WordPress website. This would help actually lazy loading old websites that maybe you don't want to go back in and touch any of the template files. Well, that's perfectly fine because this is going to go into the functions.php file. The stuff that's below this is the functions.php file. We would create a function. Let me get some space. We would create a function that is called Bob is lazy, or whatever we want to call it. And we're wanting to pass in all the content. The reason why is we're going to filter this, we're going to filter different things in WordPress through this function. And that's why I need to take whatever we're filtering, the content. So that would be like the content of a blog post, the widget text, the attachment image attributes. These are all different things that we could filter. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, all right, the content. So we're now looking at the content. We're going to change the content because we're going to do a replace. So basically, this preg replace is going to have three arguments. The first one is giving an exact string to search for. Then we're going to replace that string. And then we are going to add whatever, put the content back together and save it. So one of the things we can do is we can search for anything that is in the image tag plus if it has the source argument. You'll see why we do these UIs and other things. Basically, we are writing a search query in PHP to find an image tag that has the source. So that's what we're just looking for. And what do we want to replace it with? These are basically variables. And you're going to love the fact that we can ignore basically everything we're doing today. Okay, so I'm going to return the content. So basically, I'm just searching for everything, and we're wanting to replace it with this. Now, you might be like, what in the world is this? We are trying to figure out, and again, that's where different things in JavaScript will come in. We are setting data set information. And so we can pull all these things together. But what we would also see, we're going to filter this. I'm just going to put it in the content right now. Add filter, the content, Bob is lazy. Okay, so now we understand that there's a filter that's going to wrap around every piece of content in WordPress, and it's going to do this. So basically, it's searching for the image tag and replacing it with this. Huh? What in the world? Well, because we're replacing it with that, we can have some JavaScript, and again, I'm just going to put this in here, ignore everything. You could have dropped all this JavaScript where we are looking for the document to load. We are listening for when you scroll. when images become into view. So what are we then looking for? We are trying to figure out, see here, iDataset source. Get the attribute source. We're replacing it with the iData source. The data source is actually coming from the URL. All right, everybody ready to be done with this? Because this would have been a great thing. Well, yesterday, let's just do this. Let's just zonk this out. Discard. Get a nice little image. So yesterday, WordPress, whoops, need to make sure it goes on the right screen. All right, you should be actually looking at the WordPress.org make core area. They announced, oh, guess what? We're going to add lazy loading to the next version of WordPress. So 5.4, which should be out fairly soon. Lazy loading is automatically going to be in WordPress. So all this webinar that I had planned to walk you through how to build that JavaScript, how to do this, and how to create lazy loading on yourself, we don't need to do because WordPress is going to do it automatically. So what does that actually mean? So I'm going to give you a quick example. So this website, our little test website, is running actually a benefit, a test of what is going into WordPress 5.4. Now, if you didn't know this, there is a, and I'm going to paste this into the chat room because it's a little hard to find. If you actually search in the WordPress repository, lazy WP lazy loading or something like that, you're not going to find the plugin. So if you want to test this out, this is a feature plugin. So all the work that's being used that's going to roll into WordPress 5.3 is being tested out on this plugin. So you can just load it onto your site. And when 5.4 comes, you can deactivate the plugin and everything will be fine. And this way you can test it immediately and you can get lazy loading working on your websites immediately. So what this plugin does and what WordPress is going to do, I'll show you the quick example. I have one image on this site. There is some JavaScript. There's some advanced JavaScript, much more than I was going to show you. But this plugin takes a look at every single website and adds a loading attribute, lazy, automatically. So without, there's literally no settings yet on this plugin. And it will immediately have this. Now, with lazy loading on web pages, you will see a speed increase. Now, if you're already using something like WP Rocket and some of the caching plugins, you're probably already lazy loading the images. And so therefore, you may not personally see a huge jump. But the lazy loading aspect of caching or speed for a website is so much faster that it actually nullifies the need for some caching plugins, depending on how large your site is. So let me quick talk, so just so you guys have some more background knowledge, because most of us will not have to tweak anything to do with lazy loading. Oh, I will also put this out there that the new lazy loading, the lazy loading feature that is being added to WordPress, you can deactivate it. If you like your own plugin that does some fine grain control and lazy loading and other things, it's like a simple feature where you can add filter WP lazy loading enabled, return false, the same way we can deactivate like the admin bar using a function. We can actually turn off lazy loading. So it's amazing how this aspect of WordPress being developed for 5.4 is being done the right way. Let's think about it. They're testing it in a plugin. Once it's all set, they're rolling it into 5.4. And they are giving every single user the ability to completely turn off that feature with a simple filter if you don't want it. So it's the right way to develop. But most of us, we turn it on or we have it enabled with the next version of WordPress, and we will automatically have lazy being added to our site. So what does this mean? This loading attribute, which is now being supported, I think, in every single browser that is current. There may be some out-of-date browsers that don't support the loading attribute in the image tag. So that you'll see that loading equals lazy. The loading actually has two different options. And I believe when they roll it into their testing right now in the media section here, let's just go back over here. Let's go to the admin area. In the settings media, they are testing. It's not there yet. They are testing the option of choosing whether to use lazy, which loads an image only when it becomes relevant for the viewport, or B, you can put eager. So loading can equal eager to load an image immediately on page load. So you have the ability to say, this is a lazy load image, this is an eager image. So you can actually turn it on universal for all the sites. The other thing that they're working on is integrating it into the embed so that when you're here and you edit an image, you would be able to check the box. You can't do it just yet. You'd be able to check the box that says, is this an eager or a lazy load? I mean, it's probably one of the most logical things WordPress Core could have done to improve WordPress. Now I'm just waiting for them to incorporate Chris Jean's Easy Theme and Plugin Updater. I mean, that's the only other thing that is like out there, like, hello, and then we can deal with brute force on the login. But this, right now, it's a low-hanging fruit, and I'm so happy that they are dealing with this. So where is this going to be dealt with? Where does this plugin and the what's being rolled into WordPress Core, where is it going to handle? And the nice thing about it being into Core, when you update to WordPress 5.4, all your sites will support the lazy loading with the lazy aspect, meaning we're not going to add that image to the load time until it comes visible on the browser page. So all the images in your post content, all the images in post excerpts, all the images in comments, in the text widget content, individual images that are rendered by the WP get attachment image function, that would be in like your template file or your template files inside your theme. And the that's the other thing. How many of you have a client, or maybe you have your own site that has a lot of comments still? Maybe it's old comments. Does anybody have something that you actually have more than 50 comments on a certain post? No comments at all. Yeah, most of us now are turning off comments. But if you have an older site that has comments, your site will speed up. Why? Because the get avatar that exists for comments will become lazy load for all of those images, those avatars. So especially if you have a BB Press website, a forum website, all of those BB Press forum, WordPress forum things, they all use the get avatar function to pull out the user profile image. And now that that can be loading lazy, you will see a performance boost on those community site type sites. Because that's a lot of images to have to load, especially if you have a large forum or a large set of comments. So out of the box, you will have lazy loading. You will have lazy loading done the right way with the ability to turn it off. So I encourage you, if you want to test it out now, try it out. You can jump on it immediately right now. You can see it happen. You can load it onto an old website. Go check the images to see if they actually get this little tag. As you see, there's a tag here that adds loading lazy. If we also take a look at our site, and I'm gonna pop this in here. Just search for lazy. You will find also, here's our lazy load. Oh, that's a Gravatar. And there's a Gravatar. So basically, it's gone through and dealt with the lazy items. It's added everything it needs for this to occur. Let me see if there's one other thing I wanted to check. Maybe it was in the source code. No. Okay, so that was it. So you can just jump in and check out all of your sites that have lazy loading. So if you want, you can sit there and you can write your own functions. You can use your own plugins, or you can simply wait for WordPress 5.4. It'll all be there. If you don't want to wait, you can load this plugin and you will have exactly what's going into WordPress 5.4. So this was going to talk about how you can get more speed. Well, you're already going to get it without having to do any work. That I think that's the best type of speed increase. Now, why am I saying this? This is why am I also saying and spending a little extra time on the importance of speed. As freelancers, we sometimes always have difficulty coming up with creative ways to keep communication with our clients. This is a newsletter, an update, an email. We are adding the lazy loading functionality or a speed increase to all. We're rolling this out to all websites. We're rolling this out to all sites. And you can even talk about how there is the ability for the code base to recognize what is visible on a screen, what is not. This will dynamically increase the speed as well as SEO rankings for your site. And we are pleased to roll this out to all of you for as a thank you for being customers of Bob's Great Web Design. Pitch this thing like there's no tomorrow. Because it's coming to WordPress 5.4. It's rolling out. You don't have to do anything. So you can simply position this as a benefit you are gifting your clients as a way of thanking them. And it's rolling out to all the servers soon. You will let them know when it's live on their site. So it's just one of those little things that for freelancers, we're always looking for those little things, those little notes that might make a quarterly newsletter. Ben, yes, site hosting companies that already have that. There's two options. One, they may automatically turn it off by adding that filter. Add filter, turn off WordPress, blah, blah, blah. Or there may just be redundancies that they may remove lazy loading from their host, from SiteGround, and because it's now built into WordPress. Again, different hosts may do it different ways, but I would definitely approach the idea, especially if none of your clients currently have an advanced lazy loading setup. Great way to communicate that you are still caring for client sites, even if you built it a year ago and all they're doing is paying for hosting. This is a great way to tell them we're enhancing your site. So 5.4, I believe the alpha or the beta is dropping fairly soon, which means we're about 3 to 4 weeks away. I forgot to check the exact date, but you can test it out right now with this plugin and just install it on your site. Let me see if they have 5.4 release schedule is beta 1 begins basically February beginning part. Oh, it looks like it won't release till their target date is March. So you can get it going with this plugin, and you've got to pretty much download it to your own computer because it's so hard to find if you're trying to just search in the WordPress repo. So I hope you guys have a great rest of the day. It's always fun to build a webinar, then realize we don't need that webinar because the code we would have done has been nullified by positive development in the WordPress world. So take care. Have a great rest of the day. Don't forget, tomorrow we have another webinar. We're just packing them in here. Tomorrow we are going to be talking about, oh no, how do I fix 500 server errors? So yes, WordPress has done a lot to protect servers from going down, but we will try and talk through at least 3 or 4 of the key elements of what we need. So have a great rest of the Thursday, and hopefully I'll see you guys tomorrow. Take care, everybody.